This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
Who do people say that I am? Jesus asks us that every day. Who do we say that he is? First, we need to root that answer in prayer, especially in this day and age. Prayer is essential to our affirmation of faith. It's so easy to get discouraged. It's so easy to see in a given week mass shootings on TV or reported from here or there, innocent people being shot and killed. And we have people committing random acts of violence in our nation. And so it's easy to get overwhelmed by all of that. Maybe one good solution besides prayer is turn off the TV. Don't keep it on those news channels, whatever they are, 24 hours a day. The world doesn't change that much. You can catch everything in the evening or in the afternoon, and you'll be fine. But I think when we have this steady diet in our life of seeing all the things that are wrong with this world, the economy, the violence, etc., etc., it's easy to get overwhelmed and to forget that Jesus, who has come, who has lived his life to show us how to get to heaven, and who has died and rose again, and who is with his church throughout all of the ages, it's so easy to forget he's in charge. He's come to save this world, and he's done that. And we cooperate in that plan. And one of the most important things is to have our faith rooted in prayer each day and to remind ourselves of what Christ says to him: the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against the church. We haven't been able to destroy the church from the inside in 2,000 years. I don't think it's going to happen from the outside. We do enough damage, and our Lord still guides and directs us and helps us in our daily life and in the Eucharist every time we come to receive his most precious body and blood, in all the sacraments of the church. So to take time each day and to remember the Lord Jesus is the Savior, and he will not ever abandon us, or me, even in my personal life. That doesn't mean we won't suffer. Of course we will. Why? Because Christ suffered. Suffering is a part of the reality of this world, but so is rejoicing, and so is joy and gladness. So in prayer, we are reminded that we don't simply pray to keep us safe. We rejoice in the fact that Christ lives within me and within you, and that he has come to bring us that salvation each day. But we need the ears and the heart to listen how we can cooperate with his grace. It takes a lot, because in prayer we may be confronted by our faults and failings, or we may think about our past sins and get all concerned about them. But that's where our eyes have to remain fixed on the Lord. We pray for his help to cure our impatience, to realize, you know what? I watch the news and I can get pretty bitter. I can get very disappointed. I can be a racist, or it can feed that in my life. where I can be accused of racism and feel that vengeance to protect myself, right? All the labels and the names that we give each other in our society. When we turn to the Lord in prayer, it's important to remember that we are his sons and daughters. We are his brothers and sisters in Christ. And we have a mission in this world to continue the saving mission of Jesus as we bring all of our hopes and our dreams, our families, our friends, our strangers that we meet, and we ask the Lord to help us to be an example of love, of faith, and yes, of hope in this world. That's so important. And so from prayer, then we move into action in order to give our testimony that Christ is the living Son of God. And we do that by how we treat one another, by how we cast off the fear, and how we greet each other, and how we go beyond ourselves to make sure that people understand that they're valuable. I had, as most of us have, at a light, right? This person behind me, I wasn't doing anything. I was paying attention to the light. And as it switched to green, the horn behind me went blaring. I don't know what he expected me to do in that split second before the green and my car moving, but he was obviously in a hurry. But I could feel the anger well up in me. And then I thought, you know what? That's not going to benefit me, and it certainly isn't going to do anything to him, right? So I did the only thing I could do. I waited one more minute at the light. No, I'm only kidding. What I did was I waved as I turned the wheel to make the turn. And I said a little prayer. I said a little prayer for him and for me. And I think those anonymous ways in which we make this world a better place, which we don't give in to the anger which is so present in our age, or the violence, or any of the other things that seem to defeat us. I think the happier you and I will be, more joy-filled in Christ, but also it'll bring maybe a little peace and calm to others. We witness to Christ by our simple deeds. And yes, we can get frustrated, but most importantly, we need that faith to remember Christ is the Son of the living God. And he has promised to be with us and the church until the end of the age. Faith in Christ defeats what's out there. The love of God conquers everything. And we can be instruments of that love, of that faith, of that hope.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.